Welcome to the Rethink Your Lifestyle podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Boyd Waters. I'm a former journalist, web host, and English teacher turned full-time entrepreneur with more than 20 years of online business experience. In this episode, I don't have a guest because I wanted to talk to you straight from my heart about an issue that means a lot to me. That issue is teacher guilt. I want to share with you how teacher guilt has impacted me and what I'm doing about it. And more importantly, what you can do about it too. In short, if you're thinking about leaving teaching, thinking about starting a side gig, or thinking about taking the leap into full-time entrepreneurship, this episode is for you. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to take control of your life? Then you've come to the right place. The Rethink Your Lifestyle podcast is here to help entrepreneurs like you start, grow, and scale the online business you love. Join host Michelle Waters as she shares her journey from the classroom to the freedom of being her own boss. She'll interview inspiring entrepreneurs and share tips and insights along the way. All right, without any further ado, let's get this show started.
Over the past two decades, I've met and worked with dozens of successful entrepreneurs who have a heart for serving people just like you. I'm excited to gather them together this spring for the virtual Be Your Own Boss Summit for Educators. Join us for the online expertise, resources, and community you need to start, grow, and scale your business. Sign up so you don't miss out at rethinkyourlifestyle.com/BYOB. Welcome back to the Rethink Your Lifestyle podcast. When I was in college in the early 90s, I thought about becoming a teacher. Maybe double majoring in journalism and education, or at least getting my teaching certification. But I was in a news writing class, since I majored in journalism, and some of the older students were complaining about our new journalism professor. Unlike the previous one, he didn't really have any in-the-field experience, as he had gone straight from journalism school to graduate school, and was now teaching us. I will never forget what one of the students said. A student, by the way, who also complained about the aforementioned previous professor, but for different reasons. He said, "Those who can, do, and those who can't, teach." And that has stuck with me, especially the fact that I was young and stupid, and I believed him at the time. I know better now, though. I know that teaching is its own craft, just like dentistry is its own craft. Writing for newspapers is its own craft. Providing web hosting service is also its own craft, and selling the lesson plans and professional development courses that one has developed over 10 years or longer is also its own craft. I also know that as a teacher and a woman, I, like many others, struggle with feeling guilty. Just 1 year ago, I would have been right there with everyone looking down my nose at teachers leaving in December. How can they just leave the kids like that? Fall 2021 changed that for me. Visits to the emergency room after experiencing health issues, unlike any that I'd ever known before, have a way of shifting your paradigm. I realized I only have one body, one mind, and one life. I still feel guilty just writing this. Maybe not as much as I did in December, but it's still there lurking around the edges of my brain, the thought waiting to jump out at me when I least expect it. I always felt guilty whenever I needed to take the day off. Perhaps I was beating my administrators to their own game, like when one admin told me that he commonly runs a fever when he has allergies, or another admin who let it slip that he only lets his daughter stay home from school when she has a fever or is throwing up. I felt guilty about leaving the kids who needed a strong, consistent presence in the classroom. But research shows that excessive guilt is a symptom of major depression, not that we're actually doing anything wrong. Guilt is also a symptom of prolonged exposure to emotionally abusive relationships. I also realize that this is a common problem that women have. We want to take care of people, and we feel bad when we don't, or when people tell us that we don't. Society is more than happy to help us feel guilty for not pouring out of ourselves until we have nothing left. You can see that when a teacher is lauded for writing lesson plans and conferencing with students while she's in the emergency room. But the same society criticizes her when she sells those lesson plans on her teacher website. I, for one, am done letting guilt stand in the way of me doing what I know I'm supposed to do. From a biblical perspective, I know that if I feel guilty and bad about something when I know I'm doing the right thing, when I know I'm taking care of people, that's not from God. God is clear in his message to me, and he does not try to make me feel bad. He leads me to do better, to do the right thing, to change in a way that I need to in order to carry out my purpose. When I am guilty or feeling bad, that just holds me back from doing what I'm supposed to do. I know that I can continue to teach and transform lives in a context where I can be more successful both emotionally and financially. I can serve my community the way I know I should without people with no experience in my field telling me that I'm doing it wrong. I can use my education, experience, and expertise to chart my own course and be my own boss, and I want to help you do the same thing. I want you to realize that it's okay for a professional with advanced degrees and years of experience in their field to publish their work and produce resources to help others improve their work and earn money from their labor. Teachers should create resources that help other educators improve their pedagogy, whether it's a curriculum unit, a printable planner, or PD on-demand courses. Guilt-tripping teachers into giving away their expertise, education, and experience, including money and hours of their own time, hurts education. We are okay with ed tech companies earning a profit. We're okay with textbook publishers earning a profit. We are okay with testing companies earning a profit. Why are we not okay with us, with teachers, earning a profit? We need to make sure we are not our own enemy. Are we our own enemies because we think we're not good enough? Is it because society wants us to think we're not good enough? And we've bought into the idea that teachers aren't enough and should just stay in their place? Because that's wrong. You have valuable experience. You have expertise you've built up through your own research and professional development. You have education that you've paid for yourself. I mean, really, how many of us have had our degrees paid for by our school? And even if you earn scholarships or loan forgiveness, and has that one actually come through for anyone? That doesn't negate the work that you put into developing your lesson plans, curriculum units, and professional development workshops on your own time and with your own resources. After all, how many of us can do all of that in a 50-minute planning period and eat and use the bathroom? What you're doing when you share your work is contributing to the body of pedagogical knowledge that is available to newer or less experienced teachers, or teachers that are exhausted and need help finding a creative way to convince Billy to read a book today, or realize that he can write down what he's thinking. You are contributing valuable expertise to the field of teaching and rightfully being paid for your work. The idea that teachers aren't valuable and that all they can do is teach is ignorant. And the accurate version of that phrase is this: those who can, do. Those who can teach, do. And those who can do neither, complain about those who do. So what can you do about feeling guilty when you think about selling 5 years of lesson plans on your own website, or leaving teaching to create your own professional development? Remember that even if you're not in a classroom, you are still a teacher. If you start your own blog writing about healthy eating habits, you're teaching your audience. If you start a website about how to find a job outside of the classroom, again, you are still teaching. If you find a job tutoring online, still teaching. In all of these contexts, you are still making a positive difference in other people's lives. So I'd say one of the first things you need to do is shift your own mindset and realize that you are doing your best, and your best is good enough. And then look at your environment. Is it healthy? Are you appreciated? Are you able to do your work the way you know you're supposed to? If not, then it's time to take care of yourself. Which reminds me, in the next few weeks, a friend of mine will be sharing with us how we need to do better than self-care. We need to invest in soul care. This is deeper than just getting your hair done and a pedicure. But I'll let her tell us more about that. In the meantime, if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast so that you can hear her interview. Also, remember that you are more than just your job. Yes, teaching is a career, even a calling. It's who you are. But even if you're not in a classroom, like I said earlier, you're still a teacher. I have experienced some of my best teaching moments lately when former students have contacted me for help with writing an essay, setting up a business, or writing a book. If I can help them outside the context of the classroom, then I can help other people as well. And so can you. And again, know that it is okay to take care of yourself, even while you're still in the classroom. It's okay to take a sick day or a mental health day. It is okay to use the sick days you have earned and not used over the years. It is okay to turn in a doctor's note saying that you can take several days. It is okay to leave. Just because you've decided to hang your entrepreneurial shingle and ask for just compensation for your education, expertise, and experience, or leave teaching entirely, does not make you selfish. The only people who try to make you feel differently than that are the ones trying to take advantage of you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Rethink Your Lifestyle podcast, where you learn how to be your own boss. Have questions about starting, growing, or scaling your business? You can ask us anything. Just fill out the form at www.rethinkyourlifestyle.com/askmeanything, and Michelle will answer your burning entrepreneurial questions in an upcoming episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'll catch you next time.